You see.
Hi, you wanna dance?
What I see.
Are you ever gonna get on the floor?
Suck my chop.
Okay. Obviously, it was a joke. It was a setup TikTok, but it was based on reality. He says, what you see, her acting nice. What I see, her saying SMD. And this could go for what men see in a relationship from women the first 6 months to a year and what they see after 2-3 years and beyond. AKA, she going to be nice to rope you in. And then after a while, she going to be a complete B. And that's going to be for infinity and beyond. It's so easy for these women to trick men into liking them. You know how many guys thought their girlfriend was actually a cool, down-to-earth, sweet woman? All to find out it was all a facade. And far as women who say SMD, they want to be us so bad. They copy their whole life from us. Even when they try to be strong and independent, they just do what they saw us do. They don't have their own personality, most of them. Even to the point where they'll say SMD even though they don't have a peen. It's ridiculous. It's so hard to take most women serious these days. This says how to keep your man from cheating. If you're looking for one of those top tier high value men, you're not going to be the only woman he has bedroom fun with 9 times out of 10. So either accept it or get an average man, which we know none of you women want
to
do.
Here are 5 ways to make sure your man never cheats on you. First of all, stop wearing bonnets, okay? That is so unnecessary. I don't know why women do it. Sleep with your hair looking beautiful and gorgeous. Secondly, don't deny him the cookie, okay? Even if you're tired and it's been a long day at work and you're taking care of the kids, you need to give up the cookie at all times, even if you're tired. Thirdly, you're gonna have to stop drinking, okay? Men don't like women who drink, and women who drink get cheated on the most, to be honest. So stop drinking, no more mimosas, no more Sunday nights out with the girls, just none of it. Number 4, when you get paid, give him the paycheck. Let a man be a man, okay? Let him lead.
Yeah. We know you're putting on clown makeup. But all this is actually great advice. Even though she's being sarcastic and trying to say you should never do this stuff because it's clown behavior. Ladies, if you're listening, do all the things she's sarcastically saying do, because this is what men actually like. Don't listen to effinism. It's going to leave you effed up and probably living under a bridge when you don't have enough to retire because you wanted to be independent. So please do all these things. Take all these things literal. And she's right. She is a clown. She should be putting on clown makeup, but not for the reason she's trying to say she's putting on clown makeup. She really is a clown. And what type of man even wants a woman who's going on TikTok doing dumb shit like this? So we already know she's ruined. She'll never have a man she respects if she genuinely thinks like this, which she probably does.
It looks like Casey O'Neill, UFC fighter, will be fighting a random guy off of Twitter next Tuesday. Before we get started, Casey O'Neill, 9-0 as an MMA fighter. The Pride of Scotland has won all 4 of her UFC fights. She fights in the 125-pound division. She hasn't fought anybody like that good or anything, but she's 9-0. So then this guy, Cal Davies, tweets out, Casey O'Neill is generally such a low-level fighter. Women's MMA is generally low-level, but Casey's something else. I have no fighting experience at all, but could still fight better than she does. Casey responded, okay, come spar me. That would be fun. Cal Davies goes, haha, yeah, I know what gym you train at and when to go. Stop saying silly things on Twitter that you don't mean. Then Casey O'Neill dropped her gym in Vegas and then said Tuesday or Thursday for sparring, 3:30 p.m. Cal says, okay, just get it agreed by the gym owner and I'll spar you next Tuesday and prove my point. To which the owner of the gym said, just sign the waiver. So yeah, the only thing I'll be thinking about until next Tuesday is this fight going to happen? Because I need it to happen.
It'd be funny if he got his ass whooped. It's like, stop running your mouth on Twitter. Like, what made him just randomly say that? I don't know. Maybe he could take her, maybe not. I would love to see it happen. I would love to see the equality. Fellas, let me know. Would you ever date a woman who fights professionally? Let me know in the comment section. What if she was really, really fine?
She's 29 and I'm 19. I'll be 20 in December.
Oof.
What do you mean, oof?
I genuinely wonder what happens when these younger girls outgrow their much older partner by maturity level.
Yeah, right.
Because when you're 19 years old and you're dating a 29, 30-year-old, you genuinely think to yourself, oh my God, like he's so mature and he's so grown and like he has his life so together. But it's because it's not that hard to impress a 19-year-old girl. A lot of times these older men, and I've seen it as late as like a 60-year-old man, a 40-year-old man, they're dating much younger women because these younger women don't really require them to rise up to the standard of their actual age. And a lot of times these older men date younger women because women their age are having expectations of them and telling them, if you're going to be with me, you have to do X, Y, and Z.
That doesn't sound like a likable person, does it? Why do they keep saying this? Yes, you're more witchy. You're more demanding and aggressive and hard to please. Why would somebody want to be with that? It doesn't make any sense. You can't shame us into dating old, grumpy women. Here's the thing. If a 29-year-old is dating a 19-year-old, he probably got his together for real. Not fake got his together. I mean, granted, it's going to be harder to impress a 30 to 40-year-old woman who already bought her own house, bought her own car, yada, yada, yada. But there must be something appealing about that 29-year-old guy. She wasn't going to date any old 29-year-old. She's an attractive 19-year-old. She could have picked anyone she wanted. I highly doubt he just has a studio apartment and a car and it's like, oh, I can impress a 19-year-old, a hot 19-year-old with this. No, a hot 19-year-old is at the peak of her life. So it doesn't make sense that, oh, she's only with him because he has the bare minimum and she's impressed with the bare minimum. Look, ladies, it don't matter how many shaming TikTok videos you make. Men are always going to be more attracted to younger women. Period. Just get over it. Move on with your life. She's not talking about the bum 30-year-olds or the bum 40-year-olds. She's mad because the high-value older men that she wants 19-year-olds. So they're going to do everything in their power to try to shame those high-value men into dating they bum ass.
And when you're younger, it's not that you're dumb. You just don't have the emotional maturity to really ask of these things from your partner.